We're excited to have our next guest. After much twerking and gnashing of hashtags, the Word Watchers at Lake Superior State University have released their 39th annual list of words to be banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. So Lake Superior University is in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and their public relations director, Tom Pink, is joining us right now by telephone. Tom, welcome back to the Roadhouse.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you aboard on a blustery winter day here. I understand that it's not quite reached you yet.
Oh, it definitely is. All the freighters in the river are at anchor, waiting it out.
And I think you've been very busy, regardless of the weather, because as of January 1st, you put out another list of banned words, and I know that people all around the U.S. pick up this list of banned words, and it's kind of put Lake Superior State on the map.
It certainly has. I remember we had a candidate for president of LSSU interviewing for the job back in the early 90s, and he said he knew the university for its hockey team and for its list of words.
Now, when did this start?
It started at a New Year's Eve party in 1975. Bill Raby was the PR director then, and he and some friends were talking about the Queen's honor list and who was being knighted that year, and then they started talking about that the Queen should have a dishonor list, and then he hung out with English professors, and they started talking about words and phrases that they didn't like, and they came up with a list, and Bill always was looking for ways to put Lake State on the map, as you said, and he knew that this list might have some traction on New Year's Day, which is normally a slow news day. And since then, we get thousands of nominations from people throughout North America and around the world now through our website who have many words and phrases that get under their skin.
Now, that must have been a heck of a party back in 75. Look where it's led. Now, Bill retired, and you have his job and have had since, late 80s or so?
Yes.
So you've seen and experienced a lot of words that you've decided to get rid of. Today, I was just thinking of a couple I'd like to get rid of, and that is below zero. Can we work on that for next year?
Yeah, there's a lot of people over here that feel the same way.
Yeah, we've had some of that this year, and my co-host just mentioned wind chill would be another one that could just go away too. But I think we're stuck with those. I haven't heard much about that. It seems like every year there's something going on in our culture that it just wears itself out over the course of the year. And I think some of the words that came out in this year's list kind of reflect that. Maybe you could start with a couple of those that were kind of obvious.
They certainly do. And the top two this year, selfie, taking a picture of oneself and posting it on social media websites, and twerk, or twerking, a dance movement, both of those had imagery to go with them, and so I think they ran their course quicker than they normally would have.
Selfie is one that, I thought, wow, man, I don't, it just reflects our culture in a bad way, it seems like. But twerking, I have to admit to you that I didn't know what that was. That shows you how hip I am.
Well, it really has been around for a while. It describes a dance movement, but it was archaic. Not many people used it until this year, until the MTV Video Music Awards, and then people became quite sick of it.
Oh, well, that's the other part of it is that, you know, the media is so pervasive now that things just spread and get repeated all day long, every day.
They do, and die out quickly. A lot of people tell us that some of the words and phrases on this year's list, including those two probably, that maybe we didn't have to banish them because they would have died a natural death.
How responsible is our fast-moving technology as far as the words that appear? It seems like that happens quickly.
Oh, yes. I believe that it does. Everything goes so quickly now. Even the response to our list we've seen, it's still a great response. We're carried in just about every North American daily newspaper and on countless radio stations in the few days around New Year's. But we used to spend 3 to 4 weeks doing radio interviews, and now it's down to about a week or two.
Oh, yeah. Also, it seems like technology is responsible for some of the base of the word list, because first we had selfie, of course, coming from that, and I don't know where twerk came from because I admitted I didn't know what it was, but now they're renaming the pound key without even talking to me first.
Yeah, I don't know when it became hashtag, and as people who nominated hashtag said to us, when you're talking about Twitter and other social media sites, it does serve a purpose. It allows you to flag information that you would like other people to find, and allows you to find information that others are sharing. But when people start mentioning it in conversation, that's when people started getting sick of it. This list of banished words is really annoying. Or hashtag annoying.
Yeah.
Kind of like the air quotes that you'll see someone pretending to make quotation marks with their fingers.
Mm-hmm. That gets old in a hurry, too. It looks like the first four words on the list, we already talked about selfie and twerk or twerking. Hashtag, we just discussed, the pound key, it looks like. And Twitter sphere, which we haven't, but they all come out of things that, you know, they're so quick to change, and they're all technology driven rather than words that that we'll talk about very shortly.
It's true. Yeah, Twitter sphere was another one. It didn't get nearly as many nominations as the first three, but we like to keep the list lighthearted. And when someone sent us a nomination that said there can't possibly be any oxygen in the Twitter sphere, we thought it was a good one.
That was a good one. But here's one that surprised me. And it came from an 83 Michael Keaton movie. And there it is on your list. Now, how did that happen? And tell folks what that was.
It's Mr. Mom. And it really surprised us as well. We saw this, and there were so many nominations, almost as many as there were for Selfie and Twerk. And we thought, well, it's the 30th anniversary of the movie. Was there some news coverage that caused people to say, I'm sick of this already? I mean, because it was a funny movie. And we looked through the nominations, and they came throughout the year. And they came from the United States and Canada. There was some news coverage back in January. The Wall Street Journal wrote about how today's Mr. Mom is much more competent than Michael Keaton's Mr. Mom was in 1983. So that may have started it, but, I mean, up until the days when we were putting the list together, we were still getting nominations for Mr. Mom. And what we noticed was they were almost all the nominations were coming from men, stay-at-home fathers, who thought it was just a ridiculous phrase, that all of a sudden they're taking offense to it. I think it reflects the economy more than anything. As people told us, you wouldn't call a stay-at-home mom a Mrs. Dad.
We're speaking with Tom Pink. He's the public relations man at Lake Superior State University. We're talking about their annual list of banished words, and we've gotten through a few of them, and we've thrown them away, but I don't know. I don't mind Mr. Mom. Seems to ring a little bit of a bell with me, but now we're moving down to something that came out of our vernacular and quite a long time ago, and that has to do with what happens when you get a hit in the side of your car. T-bone.
Yeah. And that's been around for a long time, but this year what we saw in the nominations were people who objected to it getting into the news reports. It's one thing to be having a conversation with someone and talking about, yeah, I got T-boned at the intersection the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone's giving you a televised or a radio news report talking about a car got T-boned, they were saying, oh, come on now.
Yeah, it seems like you'd want to keep the news a little more dignified.
Yeah,
but
I
guess the news hasn't been dignified for quite a while since Walter retired.
Yes.
It's quite a list this year. Some of these next ones, I guess I go along with now. On steroids is something that come out of sports and has just been pervasive in sports, but it made the list. And while we're talking about that one, maybe you could tell who chooses these words. How do they get these words to you? And are they voting on ones that are already out there, or are they just everybody's sending you the same word by just because they think the same?
It is all done through nominations that we receive throughout the year through our website, lssu.edu. We do have a Facebook page now, too, and we're getting used to that. We've only had it for a couple of years. The Facebook page is a little more difficult to use because most people are sending in nominations that way on their phones, and they don't want to get into detail about why they want a word or phrase banished. And we like to have decent nominations that explain why you want a word or phrase banished. We have a committee, the core of which is our public relations office, but we do drag in whoever we can grab during the Christmas break when we're getting down to the final cut here, students, faculty, and others. But we consider those nominations, when Bill Raby and his buddies put the first list together, it was all things that they didn't like, but while we'll have committee members who might have a pet peeve that'll make the list, it's only because somebody else nominated it.
And then people vote on these nominations?
Yes, and we do look at numbers of nominations. I mean, the ones that made the top of the list this year, everybody says, oh, sure, selfie, twerk, hashtag, those. Everybody understands those. But some of the other ones don't receive nearly as many nominations, and some of them don't receive many at all, but if the committee's in a weird mood and everybody laughs, then okay, it's out.
Well, there's one of them in there. It's towards the bottom of the list. It's Obamacare, which has come to reflect the medical health industry rather than Affordable Care Act, and it's kind of usurped that name.
Yes, we thought that Obamacare would probably be the top nomination, but it wasn't. It did receive a lot of nominations, and it received them for misuse and overuse. Most of the words and phrases that make the list are for overuse, but those who nominated Obamacare for misuse said that it's not Obamacare, it's the Affordable Care Act, and then those who nominated it for overuse, we couldn't argue with them either.
Of course, my biggest complaint is that you didn't include the one that I thought should be there, as we talked about earlier in Below Zero. Maybe next year, because we're moving into another colder snap coming up here. You brought up Bill Raby and the first list, which would have been in 1975. And on your website, you can go and look at all the different years and see the different words that were nominated and won in those years. So I clicked on 1976. That would have been January 1st, 1976. And I was surprised at how kind of bland a lot of those words were. I think it just reflects how that was a lot of years ago, and their part in the culture is just diminished. Words like meaningful, input, scenario, détente, those were the top four words in 1976. They don't seem half as strange as the top four that we had this year.
It's true. When you look over the years, you wonder, wow, what was going on then? Some of them are great, I think. I mean, also in 1976, you have macho.
Macho,
that's
yes.
A good one. And the phrase, at this point in time.
I remember that.
And which was made popular during the Watergate, televised Watergate hearings, I guess. That continues to be nominated every year.
Oh. Well, it started out, and this is, gosh, how many years later? 38?
Yeah.
And they're still working 39. At it. 39. Yeah. I wanted to get to another thing, Tom, and Bill Raby had this wonderful idea about useless words or misused words. But that wasn't all that he was busy doing back in those years. He had other things such as, you know, the unicorn hunters.
Yes.
That were, maybe you can tell folks briefly what the heck that's all about and a few of the other little plans that he had back in those days.
Well, the unicorn hunters, was a group that Bill used to put forth all of these wild ideas he had, including banished words. It used to be the Unicorn Hunters of Lake Superior State University. When Bill retired, the director at the time thought that competition was becoming stronger for college students, and it would be best if Lake Superior State University took the forefront in with the list. And so the Unicorn Hunters were sort of retired. But the list endures, and another activity that Bill came up with even earlier in 1971 was burning a snowman on the first day of spring. And that continues to be popular, as you might imagine. But the last several years, we've done the snowman's burned on grass. No snow left on the first day of spring. But that will not be the case this year, I suspect.
He was a pretty wild guy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Now, I see another one there that he popularized. It's called World Sauntering Day.
Yeah.
That has a visual image to me.
And Silent Record Week was another one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think one that must have been the most popular of all was the Teacher Thank You Week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably one we should have held on to because maybe it'll come back.
You never know. Yeah, it's a crazy place that you have down there in Sault Ste. Marie. Maybe there's something in the water?
Yeah, it could be.
It could be. Well, now, we've got through this year, and you got a great list going. When do people actually, do they get excited right away about the next year and start sending in nominations?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
We have, we'll probably get half of our nominations in the next month. As people see the story and it's fresh in their minds or hear about it on the radio, and then they go to the website and send it in. But they do trickle in throughout the year.
A lot changes in a year's time and at the pace of things these days, as we were talking about earlier. So a lot of what you see early on will be just gone by the time a lot of the voting is happening towards next year's list.
That's true. Toward the end of the year, we often will send out a press release to kind of jog everyone's memory so that we can get some fresh entries. Because you're right, some of the things that people complain about in January are not on anybody's radar by the end of the year.
Did you have a favorite word in this year's list? We didn't go through all of them, but maybe you had a favorite.
Selfie was definitely up there. But in politics, we didn't talk about intellectually and morally bankrupt.
Oh, yeah. Well,
politicians are throwing that one around against their opponents all the time. And in sports, adversity. I like that because, as people pointed out, if you're struggling to put food on the table, that's adversity. Sitting on millions in the bank and playing a tough opponent is not adversity.
It's a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how about an all-time favorite? I mean, that might not be a very fair question because they change so much. You know, what they mean at the time, it changes over the years.
They do. Some that come to mind, there's one that I hear in the news all the time, safe haven. I just think that, for some reason, I think that's funny because, of course, if it's a haven, it's
there you are.
Supposed to be safe. You know, others that that make me laugh are, you know, probably shouldn't make me laugh, but I remember in 1989 we had alcohol-related drunk driving. And as people pointed out, what other kind is there? And then one person asked, the way that they talk about this, I wonder if I'm driving illegally sober. Or legally drunk. That was the one that brought that
legally
about.
Drunk.
Legally drunk. Can we be illegally sober?
That's the way I've always been. Never saw anything wrong with it.
Yeah. Bill liked to laugh, and he certainly did with his list.
He did. We've been talking with Tom Pink, and Tom is a public relations man over at Lake Superior State University down in Sault Ste. Marie. And every year at 1st of January, they publish their Banish list of misused, abused, and should be gotten rid of words, general uselessness. Tom, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight. It's always so much fun.
Thanks for having me.